Well, waiting patiently on the telephone line, hopefully, we should have Martin Neely. Hello, Martin.
Hello there, how are you?
Ah, you're still there. Thanks for hanging on there. I don't know where to start, really. Back to Bacharach. That's receiving so many rave reviews at the moment. How did you originally get involved in that?
It was a friend of mine that was originally contracted to do the lead vocals for it. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to continue doing it. So he passed it over to me, which was very nice of him. And I've been doing it ever since, so... For 3.5 years now, we've been doing the show.
Wow.
It was one of those shows that we can do on a nightly basis, so that it's not one of the things you have to do week in and week out over a year. It's only one-nighters, so it's if anything else comes up, I can just nip out and do something else, come back to it. So it's a really good little job to have going on the go with everything else. To sing the Burt Bacharach music is just a joy.
Just don't remember half of the songs he's written, do you?
I think that's more surprising than anything.
Yeah.
Once you start talking about Burt Bacharach, if even if you don't know who Burt Bacharach is, as soon as you start mentioning the songs, that's when people realise just how prevalent a songwriter he was in, particularly the 60s. It felt like that if he hadn't written you a song in the 60s, then you weren't going to have a hit.
No.
He had so many.
Yeah, that's right. Apart from yourself, of course, the show features lots of other amazing vocalists, doesn't it? Some of these people have worked big stage shows in London and TV, been on Tonight Show and Jules Holland.
Oh yeah, we've got a whole range of people. We have a mixture of artists that travel with us. The obviously the line of changes depending on who's at the time. This weekend we've got Arabella Rodrigo, and then we've got Janessa Quatt as well, who, as you say, has been in so many theatre shows and stuff. So we've got a lot of people involved. And then we've got an 8-piece band with a 3-part horn section for live music and live brass, which is really important sort of music.
It's very unusual these days, isn't it, to have a touring orchestra, you know, as a backup?
Yeah.
And are they pretty universal, like the, we'll just say, the Strictly backing band?
No, we basically tour the majority of our band with us. And then obviously, you know, people are ill or however the gigs, they get them in and out and stuff. But yeah, I mean, they're a great band that stick with us all the time. We've got a core group of instrumentalists that are just fantastic, you know, top of their game, which is amazing.
Well, when you're working with a band like that, you know exactly where you are, you know, what sort of cues to come in on. And
yeah, exactly. It's such a joy. I mean, my part is just in the instrumental bits is to turn around and listen to them play, because it's just they're so good.
They're so close to the actual original song, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Why we have the live brass as well, because the brass sections in Burt Bacharach music was so prevalent and, you know, so iconic, such an iconic sound that you can't not have it.
I think that's one of the things that makes it, for me, the brass complete with a nice sax solo. There's nothing like it, is there?
Yeah. We've got some great sax players that come on with it. My particular favourite is in Arthur's theme from the film Arthur.
Yeah.
Great saxophone solo in that as well. It's brilliant.
Incredible. And the show certainly can be described as family friendly, with the sort of cast performing hits from the likes of Dusty, Cilla Black, Tom Jones. It's just an endless list, isn't it?
This Guy's in Love with You, just for an example, has been recorded by over 130 different artists over the years.
Really?
So these songs keep getting re-recorded.
Incredible.
Wow.
And something that sticks out as well for me, especially, is that your official partners with breast cancer as well, and apparently you've raised, from what I can see, over £10,000 to date.
Raised over £15,000.
It's 15, is it?
Now. Yeah, we've topped the 15 now.
Wow.
So while we've been touring, you know, we thought while we're singing these lovely songs, we'll try and raise some money as well. The part of the ticket price goes towards the charity, and we usually do a collection as well, so that goes away as well.
Absolutely fantastic to raise money for these charities like this.
It's a great opportunity, because we've got so many people in one place, and we are able to go up and down the country. I think it's just it's part of a duty, in a sense, to try and do some good.
Yeah, it touches everybody's heart, doesn't it, a charity like this?
Yeah.
It could affect each and every one of us in future years.
You know what, it's surprising how much it does affect us and how close it is to you. If you're not affected directly, you almost definitely indirectly.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do. Now, on a lighter note, with such a fast-moving show, I'd imagine there's lots of costume changes, is there?
No, we're not doing costume changes at all. Well, we've got the girls do a big costume. I'll take that back. We do costume changes. There are sequins upon sequins for the girls.
Yeah.
And I change my suit. I like to make an effort. But we don't. There isn't a costume change constantly. We basically, it's a concert of music that we celebrate Bert's music. So there are some beautiful dresses out there. Not that I'm wearing them, but
glad to hear it. You leave that for your wife, don't you?
Yes.
I just suddenly thought that, with the amount of cast you've got there, I can imagine backstage being absolutely chaotic, with the people rushing out and, dresses all over the place and the poor girls in wardrobe trying to get you sorted out.
Well, yeah, you've got to keep on top of these things.
It does happen with some of the big shows, doesn't it? Some of the other shows that... in television, I've worked on shows like that in the past, and you'd be surprised what goes on backstage, and then they come out natural. Incredible.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time out to talk to me about the show.
It's my pleasure.
And I really hope the rest of the tour goes as well as it's been going so far and is absolutely fantastic for you. Have a nice afternoon.
Cheers, man. All right.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Thank you, Martin.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.